Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is February 1st, 2018. It is February 1st, Valentine's Day, in like 2 weeks exactly from today. And it's so cool that it's just been such a light year, such a good light year. There's a lot of good energy, and I'm not like a big energy person. I know about energy exchange and how we deal with each other, but you know, when Christ said that before this year started, there will be a focus on truth and love and purity, I thought, gosh, that's going to be so cool that we will always like get to talk about that, or we'll start to see it in life. But what I also noticed is that it calls out everything that isn't. It's like everyone knows it, even the person doing it. And the old games that used to be played, they're harder to play now. It's like, you better know your stuff or don't try. And all these truths are coming out. I mean, the people I've seen, the people in my life, the people I know, they're not bad people. There aren't bad people running around that, you know, everyone's trying to be their best and to do their best. And watching their truths unfold, the things that they have tried to hide, hold on to, wish didn't happen, and learn to accept that those things did happen, that they don't have to hide anything, that life will still accept them when they accept them, and not to waste their time here putting energy on what they wish didn't happen, or they didn't do, or what they're embarrassed about, and putting energy where it belongs. There is such a magic to that. And that has been, since I saw Christ, my dream, talk about a live dream and dream that I have sleeping, for all of us, that we all get to feel the love that is available to us, because it is available. When we settle along the way, even in places we don't want to settle, we will have to stop and work out why we're there. It's just the way it is. And if we say, hey, you know what, I'm catching myself, I'm settling because I'm too scared to think I'll get what I want, and this is kind of half of what I want, I want to tell you, no matter how ugly it looks along the way, just give yourself a chance to try. There's a lot of love in our world. And I know that any one of us at any time can rattle off 1,000 reasons why the world isn't okay. But when we shift our focus to the 1,000 reasons that do work, and pay attention to those, you find out things do work. And that's all you start to see. And then it lifts the energy of our world. So that's my daydream and night dream forever. But I got two dreams for today. My first one is from Susan. Nadia, I dreamt of having a tiger in my basement. I let it out on a lead like a dog. I let it out on a lead like a dog. Okay, let me see if we put that together. I love the tiger and he loves me. Oh, so she basically treated him like a dog? I love the tiger and he loves me. My friends and family got scared that I might not be able to handle the tiger, so I put it into the basement and forgot about him. Then I remembered him, let him back out, and they asked me to sell him. I almost did, but I couldn't. I woke up feeling ready and strong. still having the tiger feeling all day today, and then an emoji with feeling awesome. Well, first of all, tigers are not domestic animals. They're not meant to be in a cramped space, and their behavior isn't predictable. You don't know if they can attack or they don't. You just don't know. There's a big question mark because they're not designed. They're not designed to be put anywhere or led. They are leaders. They're strong. They know what to do. They're pure instinct. All animals are pure instinct. But somehow you put him in the basement and forgot about him. But in the beginning, you were that tiger. And then you put yourself away. And then you almost sold out to who you were. But you couldn't do it. And so what happened to you? You wake up feeling ready and strong because you didn't give up on what you really knew you needed, not wanted, but needed to be happy in your life. And for those of you who are listening new today, Susan has been giving us dreams. I met Susan, and I don't remember how long ago it was. She came on a trip from Germany, maybe more than 5 years on the least, but she was telling me she wanted to do all of these things, and she was transitioning from where she was in her life, working as an attorney, married, and she knew she wanted to travel and help people, and she knew she had these gifts to build a bridge from traditional to what was non-traditional. So it was hard to do. Wasn't easy. But it doesn't mean you can't build a bridge. So for Susan to have this dream is exactly what has happened. In a way, your mind encapsulated it, but it used a tiger to do it because it's one of those, it's a survivor. It's a survivor. It can take care of itself in the right environment. And it's really important for any of us, exactly what I was talking about before I even read your dream, so that was cool, that whatever it is we need to do, we will survive in the right environment. I have been looking for the right environment for 5 years. And what I found was every environment that I 99% worked well in, literally 99% worked well in, I could have stayed in any one of those spots along the way. And it would have been easier. It would have been financially probably better. But I knew there was something inside of me I had to listen to. I didn't know, though, where it's taking me. And you didn't know where you were taking the tiger. So for a while, you let the tiger rest. And you put him in your basement. And isn't it funny? He was just still there. He survived being in a basement. There's no food in a basement. So the fact that this tiger was still there means you still had life in you enough to, once you rested, once you thought about, hey, how will I at least disengage from where I am to get where I want to be? I have to take that chance. It would have been easy to sell myself. It would have been easy to stop along the way. But you didn't. Even in your dream, you couldn't. It's an amazing thing in us that we have a drive. And honestly, the only way you could shut it down, usually, is just by totally ignoring yourself and taking out all of your frustration on other people. Every time I run into really frustrated people, and I know how hard it is to be that person. I've been there. We've all had those times when we knew we weren't on the right track, so everything around us started to frustrate us. And my first question, if I have the opportunity, because sometimes I don't know them very well and I need to, like, get out of the way. But if I can ever, I'd say you're frustrated because you are ignoring yourself. And if you were to stop and think about it, you'd know exactly why. And that exactly why, if it's not paid attention to, is going to bother you. So at least acknowledge that it's there and at least tell it you don't want to do it. Because then you will have made a decision. And just making a decision at least sets you on the path that you're willing to take. But this dream that you had, Susan, it just let go of all that frustration. You didn't even have a conclusion where the tiger was. You became the tiger. You felt like that the whole day. It's like you couldn't sell them. They asked you to sell them. You almost did, but you couldn't. Where did the tiger go? You woke up that tiger. You woke up with that strength. You woke up ready to face the world without fear, without doubt, without worry, without control, without guilt. Dream is telling you, hey, you know what? You couldn't compromise. You were close. We're always close. It's when we cross the line and we do compromise that we really just feel we shortchanged whatever gift it was we had. Because that drive didn't come out of nowhere. Sometimes, and if you're feeling this, pay attention to it. If you have a feeling like, oh my God, something's going to change, but I don't know what it is. Or I still have something really big to do, but I don't know what it is. When you have that feeling, people start to try to want to look for it. Is it this? Is it that? What is it? I don't know, but I have this feeling. I just have to remember what Christ told me. And he said, do what you have to do to keep yourself busy. Work from pure intent. And you'll find it. It will find you. And then you will basically just recognize it. There's so many sayings that back that up. I mean, things we say, the harder you work, the luckier you get. But to pay attention to what is going on in your mind will feed every part of your life. If you ignore it, it comes out in snapping. It comes out, like, you know, sometimes when you're driving and somebody honks and you see them. I mean, somebody cut them off. Okay, nobody got hit. Everybody's fine. But they honk and they honk and they honk. And you would think that somebody literally just slapped them in the face. And I think, wow, all that for that? Holy cow. The anger doesn't match the situation to that level. Anger is from something. And it's our job to find out what that is. So you had a great dream. That dream basically tells you, hey, you know what? You didn't compromise. No, it wasn't pretty. No, it wasn't easy. But you did it. And you did. You did a great job of it, too, and we got to see it, and we're getting to enjoy all your pictures now. So I have a second dream, and it's from Eliana, and she says, hi, Nadia. If time for tomorrow, which was yesterday, thank you, I had a dream a few months back. I didn't think I would ask you to interpret it for me, but it pops up in my mind every now and then as to why it felt so strong and a lot of fear was around me. I was around 5 or 6 in this dream, and I was in a very dark place where people running around and hiding. I'm not sure if it seemed like they were scared of someone or a bunch of people, like an army of people. I wanted to be close to this person. I didn't know who at the time. I knew the person might be scared of him or he might be hurt from them. So I ran looking, and I knew I wasn't supposed to enter this place. It was like a cave. A man laid on an elevated altar with his suit of armor on. He seemed dead or in a very deep sleep. I didn't see his face. I went over and hugged him around his chest with armor, and I didn't want to leave. Then I woke up, and I felt a very strong presence in the room. I did feel safe, and I had a feeling I knew who this was. Is it possible I saw a vision from another life, or are dreams dreams? Thank you so much, Nadia. Much love your way, Eliana. Well, that's a good question. There's times I've had dreams that I thought was me from another time, but I had no way of really knowing that. So I don't know how to answer that question to you. I do know that, though, we are veiled from any other time we were here while we're here. And that, for that reason, so that we don't commingle our missions, because not everybody wants to come back here. Some people do. Some people do a lot. It's not that big of a deal from home as much as it is here. But, you know, I don't know, because I had a dream, and I'm convinced it was from another time, because it felt so real that I did this. But I was a heavier set, very, very white woman, because we lived in a very cold climate where we didn't go out in the sun a lot. And we only had a couple of short months to harvest and create food for these long winters, cold winters. And we had people working on the field. And the people that were working on the field, we treated like family, and we took care of them. We all ate together. We all realized that our survival depended on each other. And so what we would do when the weather was warmer and we could see the ground, because there would be snow and other things before covering it, is we would go and search for flat stones. And those flat stones we would take and we would weave into between two blankets. And so that when we sleep, the heat from our body would heat the stone, which would in turn heat us, because there weren't heaters yet. And we had, you know, like the stove, and you know, like, it wasn't a furnace, it was like those black kettle type things that you like a movable fireplace kind of for that time. And so I really felt like that was me before. So I don't know what to tell you on that. That's something I can't say I know, because I don't know if it's a vision, or, you know, because I don't know if we see ourselves from another life. That's why I was always skeptical when I would hear people. There was a period of time on Facebook where everybody who went for a past life reading came back a queen or a prince or a king of Egypt, you know, and it's like everyone went back to Egypt, and probably so, because that's where a lot of people began. But it was very interesting to me that everybody was king and queen or burned at the stake. So there was always something very dramatic going on. And so I thought, I don't know how many kings and queens there were, but okay, you know. And then that faded off. It just went to black. Nobody ever, I don't hear it anymore. But these kinds of dreams, they are so real and so loving. But that feeling of safety in this dream is your most important part in your dream. Because it starts out that you felt so strong and a lot of fear around you. But this dream is telling you that you can see fear around you because it's not in you. When we feel fear, tend to cling to the other people who feel it. But what you're saying is, you saw it around you. Isn't that interesting? And it was a dark place, and people were running around and hiding, but you were seeing them hide. So you were an observer to someone else's fear, other people's fear. And they were scared of a bunch of people. Why weren't you? Even like an army of people, why weren't you? And you knew you wanted to be close to someone, but you didn't know who. and that other people, maybe he was the person chasing them. But you weren't scared of him. Maybe they heard him. You don't know. But you started to look around. You had no fear. People who have fear run. They don't start looking around for something. And you knew you weren't supposed to enter a cave, but something let you because you didn't have fear. And that man may have been dead or in a very deep sleep. But it didn't matter at that point. Because not only did you not have fear, but you hugged him. You just shared your strength with him. And you don't know who he was, and you don't know why. But you took the chance on love. So imagine that your fear level of anything you're doing in your life right now is truly fearless. There it doesn't exist. It's not there. But the fact that you had this level of compassion, one, for someone you don't know, two, you weren't even scared to approach him because you weren't even sure if he was dead or sleeping. He could have tricked you and woke up and did something to you. But that didn't even enter your mind. All you could think of is, I want to share love. So what does this tell you? Because there was a strong presence in your room right after, and you felt safe. It tells you that in your life, your personal life, the life you live every day, where you work, with your son, with your world, that your strength comes when you focus on love. Do well in fear. And the fact that you can see it tells you that it's not even your game anymore. That's the biggest few things in here, is that the fact that you can't see fear. Think of yourself when you outgrow anything, but for some reason, we believe that we don't outgrow fear. But we do. It might not be easy. I have to tell you guys, trusting your instinct literally takes your life, turns it upside down, shows you everything you did while you didn't trust your instinct. And then you start to see who you are. Your dreams change. The people you seek out in your life changes. Because only attract what you know. So if you know what it's like to face yourself, then you need to be around others who face themselves. If you don't know what that's like, then you can't connect, you can't feel like you can go and grow on. The fact that even death, the man could have been dead or in a deep sleep, didn't matter, tells Eliana that death doesn't even scare her. It didn't matter to her. She just knew that love was going to be needed, and she provided it, even if, let's say, he was dead. But she felt that love. So that lack of judgment towards someone she didn't even know, who's covered in armor, no face attached, but the trust it took to do that, that very strong presence in the room was her new presence. That she felt that strong presence in her room. That was the new energy matching her strength, which is why you felt safe, because now you know you have crossed the line. You've crossed the line. The reason the dream keeps coming back is it just wanted you to pay attention to what actually happened. Someone asked me last week, how come if our dreams were so easy or sound so out, why isn't it easier for us to figure out why we dreamed what we dreamed? I don't know. Maybe that they're so weird that we remember them, but us talking to each other, at least here, gives us a forum. At least we can do that. But it's so interesting to me because that's true. Why isn't it easier? But then again, why isn't everything easier? Because we're not here for easy. When things are easy, we are bored. Like, there's nothing to do. I remember when my kids were little and they would, you know, in the summer, our friends, like, planned out their kids' summer. All summer long, they're driving them from this to that to that to that to that. It's like nobody has time, even though there's no school. And all I could remember was that I had my biggest dreams, awake or asleep, in life every summer because my brain was free as a kid. So what I did was, one summer, and I did it because I wasn't working that particular summer and I was able to do it, I purposely did not put my kids in anything. I just would open the back door and whatever they wanted to do in the yard or ride their bikes around the neighborhood or whatever it was they did, I wanted them to experience life with them thinking on their own without life being planned out for them. And I just wanted to see if they would come back with like, wow, what if I did this? What if I did that? Instead of, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you will thank me later. I just wanted to see who they were. And in that summer, my son would ride his bike out in the street. He got chased by a dog home. He got chased on his bike by a dog home. You know, we had a cat. Our cat got run over. Like, all this stuff happened to us. But we had the best summer ever. We got bored together. That boredom spurred conversations about what we'd love to do. To have conversations of what would you plan to do if you could. Sometimes we have to let ourselves, it's not easy to be bored. Easy is different than bored. Bored is saying, I've outgrown something or I have the time to start exploring other things because I have time to fill. They had a lot of time to fill. It was one of our fastest we have had yet. Because we were allowed to make space to dream, to see, to feel. Care, to share. An amazing thing, time. And over time, these dreams are just telling you. So yeah, they're not easy to figure out, but they're worth talking about. So I do want to thank you for sending your dreams in. That has got to be the best part of these Dream Thing Thursdays. So thank you. And I will see you guys tomorrow on Questions Friday. I can't wait. I've got so many great questions already. I will see you. I love you guys so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.